Last night at Broadway's Tony Awards, A Strange Loop, which just opened in April, added a Tony to its Pulitzer Prize, winning for Best Musical and Best Book of a Musical. The show was produced by Jennifer Hudson, so she now has EGOT status among the few to win an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. The award for Best Performance by an Actress in a Musical went to Joaquina Calucango from Paradise Square. Also nominated for that award was Mayor Winningham for her role in Girl from the North Country, which won Best Orchestration. And we wanted to remind you why.
I went to see the gypsy, staying in a big hotel.
A Girl from the North Country is a powerful trip to Depression-era Duluth, Minnesota, which, not at all coincidentally, is also the birthplace of Bob Dylan, whose music creates an otherworldly soundtrack for the souls who find themselves at Nick's boarding house one cold winter in 1934. Last November, we sat down backstage with the actors who make up the Lane family, Nick, the dad played by Jay O'Sanders, Mayor Winningham, his wife Elizabeth, descending into dementia, a son Gene, played by Colin Bates, trapped in amber by the Depression, and adopted daughter Marianne, played by Kimber Elaine Sprawl, who is Black and was left on their doorstep and is now going to be a mother after a mysterious, maybe miraculous, pregnancy. So what's going on here? Jay O'Sanders, I want to start with you. You play Nick, the patriarch. A lot is familiar to us in the theater. We have a narrator who comes and helps us through the storyline. That's a little like our town. We see that. The set screams depression. We have old furniture, upright piano. The Dylan music makes tons of sense. He inherits the mantle of Woody Guthrie. Dylan always felt a little Dust Bowl, even when he was young. But then the lyrics don't seem to have anything to do with what's going on stage. Jay, when you were working with the director, writer, Connor McPherson, what did he say? What's happening?
The music is sort of an outer sphere to our inner sphere. The outer sphere, which is hope. Nick doesn't have that relief because he's so much in the moment trying to get everyone else here through on his shoulders while sort of holding up the roof of this house that's gradually falling apart around them.
This boarding house he's going to have to foreclose on. So he doesn't have the music, the thing of hope. And you are a phenomenal ensemble. You all take your curtain call at the end. But I just hope you don't mind if I ask Mayor something. I'm a longtime fan. And it's amazing. I looked in Wikipedia. It's just really astonishing. And there you are, Mayor Winningham, born May 1959. Remarkably, in a faded pale blue kitchen dress with anklets and brown leather shoes, and you've been waiting since then for this role. I mean, do you feel that way?
It does match up with everything I ever wanted, musically and acting-wise. It checks all my boxes of my dream come true.
Yeah. Well, and tell us more about why she, it seems, has some sort of dementia, but on the other hand, she'll yell out one of the most acute observations of what's going on around her.
You get a wash this morning?
Well, of course.
You might need to go another rinse. It don't smell so sweet down here in the downwind.
Some critics have compared her to a Shakespearean fool. What are you feeling in her?
Well, Connor has told us that this is a nativity piece. There's a Joseph and a Marianne. There's a baby coming. The boarding house, if you will, is the manger, and he says that the music is God.
May you always be courageous, stand upright and be strong, and may you stay. Forever young.
So we are all stuck in this hellhole where every single character is at their wit's end. And in some ways, Elizabeth has the relief of having her mind be faulty, so she can move in and out of the music, which allows her to kind of be in the God world of the lyrics, which are so prophetic and poetic, and they sit in another place than the drudgery of the night and the cold and the desperateness.
How does it feel?
Who wouldn't want to be on stage singing the songs?
Who would not want that? Yeah, it's a great song, and its lyric, How Does It Feel, comes at the time, I think, when every character is wondering that thought.
You've gone to the finest schools, all right, and it's lonely, but you know you're only used to get juiced in it.
Kimber, Mayer mentioned the Mary and Joseph characters. That would be you, Kimber Elaine Sproul, playing Marianne. Just going through the motions?
Yeah, she has a lot inside of her that she's trying to figure out because she's going through this mysterious pregnancy. She's a young woman living in a world that isn't her own, living in the inn. It's kind of a purgatory. She is a black woman being raised in a predominantly white world.
Well, I was thinking too as I was watching you and also Colin sitting next to you, we're going to get to your character, brother and sister, young. Man, the depression hits. You can't do anything. You can't grow or get a job. You're nodding.
Yeah, truly. Even before the depression, she was never allowed to go out because they didn't want to be seen with a black baby. And then when you put the depression on top of that, it's a lonesome time.
And Colin, we land on you, the son who's turned to alcohol, can't get a job, wants to be a writer.
Yeah, I mean, Gene is just the troubled youth of the era. A young man who yearns to be an artist, but the avenues are not there. We're all flawed characters, and I think that's something that Connor really displays really well.
Do you call them flawed characters or human?
We're all flawed, so I guess.
Taylor's choice.
Yeah, I guess we're all just humans.
What's it like for you to sing these Bob Dylan songs? Some of them, I'm guessing, were written before you were born.
Yeah, I didn't know much about Bob Dylan, but this show has kind of been my crash college course of, you know, his philosophy, his lyrics. It's been, I mean, such a blessing.
And stay warm. Has anybody seen my love?
I'm thinking that maybe your generation, the song you might have known is the one Adele sings.
Yeah, I didn't know it was Bob Dylan, but yeah, we know Make You Feel My Love, and Blowing in the Wind was always my favorite song from Forrest Gump. I was like, you know that song, Mayor, from Forrest Gump, and she's like, Blowing in the Wind? Like, you don't know that?
Yeah, right. Being a young man, and I play guitar and write music, I mean, Bob Dylan was a huge inspiration, and he's just such a force in my life before this show, so I knew Bob Dylan songs.
You do a take on I Want You. Now, the original Dylan song is like, I want you.
I want you. I want you. I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. It's like really upbeat.
Give us a preview of what you do.
The guilty undertaker sighs. The lonesome organ grinder cries. It's super slow. I want you. Dun, 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 dun. I want you.
So bad. Honey, I want you.
Drunken politician leaps upon the streets where mothers weep, and the saviors who are fast asleep, they wait for you.
Mayer, sometimes when you were singing the Dylan songs, I'm like, I'm hearing Joan Baez.
I love Joan Baez. I think you have elevated me too much, but I love Bob Dylan's voice.
So roughness of it?
Of all of it. Everything about it. He changed pop music. His voice, which is easily imitated, is not easily imitated. Yeah. I want to just say that I don't find these characters depressed. I think they're desperate. There is so much fire in this piece because everyone is so hungry and desperate.
It's a hive, it's buzzing, and everybody's wrestling with how they're going to get forward and out. Yeah. But the fact that we are wrestling is a testament to our need to go on. The addition of Pressing On, it's a forward, positive, hopeful ballad that got a lot of energy in it. It's into the world, which is also sort of great at this point with everybody coming back to the theater for the first time. Colin had done this in two different places before this.
Yeah, before the pandemic, I did it in Toronto and in London on the West.
How does it feel different?
Oh, completely different. This is the one.
The energy maybe comes, the pent-up energy of the pandemic.
Maybe. But also, it's written by an Irishman, but it is an American story.
It was written by an Irishman, but this is an immigrant story. I mean, these people are all making their way through from one place to another, and America is that.
Through a boarding house, which stands for
America is a microcosm of the world that's very, very fitting. Nick's place is where everybody is welcome, and eventually everybody moves on successfully.
Mayor, you're right. Depression isn't the right word. Most of the time, they're reaching out to each other and desperately holding on to each other.
Yeah, and I mean, there's, morphine and alcohol. There's not enough food. It's freezing. And when you break into song, we hear what's in your soul.
Part of the cast of Broadway's Girl from the North Country, Mayor Winningham, J.O. Sanders, Colin Bates, and Kimber Elaine Sprawl. For pictures and more on the show, go to hearnow.org.